Okay, so this pattern already exists on the psychic plane. Okay, this pattern which I just described is coming from the lower astral resist. It's an lower astral pattern resist, which then manifests through anything that calibrates under 200 resist. Okay, so anything that calibrates under 200 is game, is fair game for the lower astral resist. Wow, no wonder. That explains the phenomenon of the world, right? Anything that's not integrous and not committed to the truth is fair game to be dominated by the lower astral. Therefore, the murderer easily gets taken over because he just crashed from 200 down to minus something or other, and instantly he's now fair game for an entity to take over. Okay. All right, so then I see what the whole pattern is. It makes sense. So we learn a lot about spirituality from watching the Animal Channel. Yes, how can you raise a child not to develop an ego? Well, you can't. you can give them spiritual standards. Because by spiritual standards, unconsciously, if not consciously, the child will then begin evaluating his own behavior. If you're a good parent and loved, you know, so that you're incorporated within their psyche, interjected, it's called in psychoanalysis, you interject the parent. If it's a good parent, that becomes the ego ideal. In Freudian language, the ego ideal is the ultimate of what you want to become. So if your father teaches you not to flinch in the face of pain, then you develop the capacity to have amputations without anesthesia, because this is an ideal that you powerfully energize. So the parents are setting up our ideals and standards by which the child is consciously as they grow up. We teach them to be kind to animals, to be kind to each other, to forgive instead of retaliating, to try and see that the other person can't help being the way they are, because you can't forgive them if you see them as bad, but you can feel sorry for them as not being able to help themselves and pray for them. So we set up these spiritual ideals, which become incorporated within one's sense of ethics. So I think we do a lot for our children by bringing our own spiritual awareness as something that we strive for. You also want to set up a mechanism whereby the child doesn't feel guilt if they fail to reach that level. This is what we strive for, and we sometimes fail because the nature of the mind and the human brain is that we're not going to win every time. But that's all right, because it isn't whether you win or lose, it's the direction that you go. So if the child just gets the direction is of caring for yourself and caring for others and trying to perfect yourself as best you can, that's going to be an ideal that's going to stay with them all these many years since. So the beauty of spirituality, the beauty of religion at its highest expression, can stay with you for a lifetime. Just to experience a great cathedral, with the full choir and a full orchestra and the sun coming through the windows and the beautiful incense, the magnificence of the architecture, the carving, the obvious reverence of the people is a profound impact in your psyche, you know? That forever will have an impact. And anything that falls less than that subtly will not be accepted within the mind. You may accept it for 20 or 30 years, but after a while you give it up. Never had this one. What's the sighting of FUOs all about? And being abducted by aliens. I don't know if we can allow to act this. We might blow some of the people out of you.
Can we ask that question?
Okay, we have permission to ask this in front of this audience.
Oh.
This is an integrous audience. Mature. And can handle it. UFOs are primarily perceptual misinterpretations, resist. a UFO as commonly defined is an existent reality. No, not an existent reality. I saw UFOs one time, and then I tested out with a kinesiologist says they weren't. Darn it. I'll tell you how it came about.
Okay.
Because it explains how anybody can come to believe this. Friends were driving in another car. We were going up to First Mesa, up to some Indian reservation. Well, we were going up to the snake dance or something. Anyway, we're in separate cars. And as we get up to Flagstaff, we're going from Flagstaff on up towards First Mesa up there. I forget the name of the Indian town. But anyway, I saw two silvery space vehicles or planes or balloons or something. And they were way up in the sky, and they were quite a bit distant, probably 30 miles ahead of us. All of a sudden, they stopped. All of a sudden, they moved sideways like that. They moved at right angles quickly. I thought, good God, what is that? So when we arrived at our destination, we got out of the cars, and I said, did you see that? He said, yeah, those big silvery spheres that suddenly moved at right angles. Wow, we thought we've seen UFOs. Only a UFO can go from a standstill, make a right angle, and go somewhere. Let's just test my personal experience. They looked like UFOs, resist. I semi-believed that they were UFOs at the time, resist. They were not UFOs, resist. So even though, you see, perception, as I described the perception, you would say, well, I don't believe in UFOs, but by God, what were those things? How could they go at a right angle like that, suddenly, out of nowhere? A pair of them, you know, suddenly go off like that. So you can see how people can easily arrive at the belief that there are such things. Because perception is. What about being abducted by aliens? Oh, this is scary. I don't know if I want to listen. I'm susceptible to getting abducted by aliens. Resist. It's possible. I know the answer to this one. It's possible to be physically abducted by aliens. Resist. It's possible for your astral body to be abducted. Resist. There's where the event is happening. See, the event is happening. People that see apocalyptic endings of the world and all, you're talking about a different dimension. It's true in that dimension. There was a spiritual teacher well known here in Sedona, now deceased, who described that he experienced this vision. And all his followers prepared for the eventualities, you know, underground houses and the final days and survivalism and all that. The conviction with which he told it was convincing to the listener. But what you don't get is he's describing accurately what went on, but what goes on in a different dimension. Understand that? There's different dimensions. We live in a different dimension. So he was talking about a lower astral vision, the same as the book of Revelation. He's talking from the same level, about 70, as the book of Revelation. So throughout history, mankind has reported with great conviction, because it was experiential and real, that such and such is true. The only thing they didn't know, it is not the same dimension as this. I can have a patient who goes into a state that we would call, from our viewpoint, psychotic state, delusional state, which all these tremendously horrible paranoid happenings are happening, they're being kidnapped and tortured and killed and all this. And experientially, subjectively, it's a reality to the person. There's no point in trying to talk people out of paranoid delusions, because they're not going to talk them out of it, because their experiential reality is, for the same reason you think that I have two legs. You see two legs here experientially. You say, he has two legs. Now somebody says, he doesn't have two legs. He only had one leg. Well, I saw two legs. You know what I'm saying? The subjective reality is convincing because it is an experience, it's experiential. It's not that they're mistaken, it's just that they don't understand it's a different dimension. There are various ways to access other dimensions, drugs, all kinds of weird esoteric practices, certain tantric practices. They're all designed, whirling around, going into a trance, using various kinds of drugs, shamans, and exercises and sorcery, and invoking demons, you can begin to explore other dimensions. If you're seriously spiritually committed, I advise against it strongly. One of these is going to grab you by the ankle and say, gotcha. Gotcha. Why? Because these other dimensions have been there a long, long time, longer than humans.